Boker Tov, Rabbi Galperin. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, thank God. How are you, Ilan?
I am good. Recovering from the Passovers.
Recuperate from Pesach. Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot of
food. You know, with all the food you do, you must have gained a couple of kilos.
At least two.
That's what happens, you know. We Jews, the only thing we do is we eat, and we eat, and we drink, and we eat, and we talk.
That's good. That's
you know, so, but that's great. It's a beautiful holiday, Passover, you know, specifically for the kids, and so you must have been running around trying to look for the Afikoma.
Actually, I didn't find, but the kids did, so that's good.
That's even better.
That's even better,
so that's beautiful, and your Pesach Seder and everything was good?
Yeah, we had two, one in Michigan, one in Windsor. It was really fun with friends, and the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. You know, we had the first Seder where we did at the Shah Shemayim, where we did it for, you know, we do one every year, and you know, to try and open it up to the community, and with the catering from Mazal and everything. So it was a beautiful event. We did it at the Shah Shemayim. We had
that
about,
was the first Passover.
The second one was
at the temple.
Right.
And that
right.
was, I heard that it was really nice too, and of course delicious.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, it's amazing, and it's so beautiful to see that, you know, the Winter community, we had two beautiful Seders, you know, reaching out to anyone that wanted to have a Seder, or did it, or even if they had a Seder, wanted to become part of the community Seder, or they didn't have a Seder, period, at least they knew that they had a choice where to go. So it's a beautiful thing, and I think it's amazing that you see that everyone's coming together, which is that's what the whole thing of Passover is, unity, you know, united together. So it was amazing to see, it was beautiful. And then, you know, all the rest of the days of the Passover, you know, we're uplifted, we're all in the right spirits, ready to get out of our Mitzrayim, our Egypt, our slavery to what we are. So absolutely beautiful.
That's great. So the next holiday is going to be Lag BaOmer, right?
Lag BaOmer coming up on the 33rd day of the Omer. You know, we start counting the Omer 49 days.
Passover, yeah.
So we start counting from the second day of Passover all the way to Shavuot, which is 49 days, which is full 7 weeks. So we count down to the receiving of the Torah. So it's a very, very uplifting period of time. Especially now when we get to Lag BaOmer, and then after that to Shavuot, which hopefully we will get to discuss more in the future programs closer to the time, and we will go, you know, discuss the what the meaning and the insights of each of the holidays are, which each of them has a tremendous amount of information and inspiration. So, we'll get to that.
And Shavuot is one of the three big holidays, right? It's
Rosh
Hashanah, Passover, and Shavuot.
Yeah, you also have Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, which is included in Rosh Hashanah.
Sukkot, not Rosh Hashanah. Oh, yeah, like the high holidays.
Correct, that whole period of time. So
Good, so when we'll get there, we'll discuss it.
Definitely.
So Parashat Kedoshim, that's our weekly parasha.
Correct, Parashat Kedoshim. It's obviously it begins with a phenomenal statement that you shall be holy for I. Obviously, I'm quoting now the first verse of the Torah portion. You shall be holy for I, the Lord, your God, am holy.
Oh, in Hebrew, it's Kedoshim Tihiyu Ki Kadosh Ani.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's followed obviously by dozens of mitzvot, divine commandments, through which us Jews we sanctify ourselves, and it relates, you know, obviously to the holiness of God. And there are certain laws that are talked about in this week's Torah portion, for example, the mitzvah of charity, the principle of honesty in business, Shabbat, honor thy parents, obviously the sacredness of life, and also there's the one phenomenal concept which is talked about which is one of our great sages, Rabbi Akiva, called the main principle of the Torah. And Hillel then added onto it and saying that this is the entire Torah and the rest is commentary.
Yeah.
And that phrase is, love your fellow as yourself. That is the whole Torah.
Yeah.
If you love your fellow...
In Hebrew you say, on one leg.
Yes, exactly. We have to love a fellow as we love ourselves. What we want done to ourselves, that's what we allow to be done to other people. But obviously one of the mitzvahs is honoring one's parents.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think about it, sometimes respecting our parents gets more difficult as we get older. You know, when we're small, we didn't really have that much choice. We were totally dependent on them, so we had no other avenue of saying, okay, goodbye, I'm leaving the house. So you had to sort of honor your parents if you liked it or not. Then obviously you become adolescents, and it just keeps going. It becomes harder for us, and especially, you know, the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments is honor thy father and thy mother. And as we get older and the hours grow, it gets a lot harder. But I think the hardest time out of all of them, whether we go through a child, adolescent, teenagers, young adults, when we're coming into more of an adult, it, I think, becomes a lot harder, it becomes more complicated as you become more mature adults. And sort of the question is what happens when a parent is aging? What if they become irritable? You know, it's just so difficult for us to take care of them. And obviously, an older person, you know, becoming old is not as pretty as when you were a lot younger. And it makes a child's responsibility quite a challenge. And if you look in the Torah, the Torah portion of this week is telling us, Ishimo Vaviv Tiro. A man shall revere his mother and father. And if you look at the word Ish, which means man, or an adult. In other words, the Torah is telling us very clearly, even when we are an adult, we still have the moral obligation to show respect to our parents. It doesn't matter if we are, the busiest executive or our social calendar doesn't allow us to fit it in, you know, with all our important events. But one thing we still are, a child. And that person, our parents obviously, helped bring us into the world. They fed us. They clothed us. What parents enjoy doing most, you know, they changed our dirty diapers.
Yeah.
They educated us. So if you think about it, really, our whole life, we have to really spend a lifetime of debt in gratitude to them, in thanking them for everything that they have done for us. And it reminds me of a story. There was a great rabbi when he came to visit his friends in the United States. You know, he came from the older country, Russia and all that, and he came to visit, you know, try and catch up with some of his friends that were living in the States. And he looked some of his friends up, you know, where was he going to look already? So he went and looked in the old age home, and he tried to find some people. And finally he found someone, and he asked them whether their children visit them regularly. So the older man's answer, which he quoted from Tehillim, was, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Blessed is God day after day. So this rabbi was, he's impressed. He said, every single day your children are coming to visit you? That's fantastic. I would love that, to make sure when I'm in that situation, my kids come and visit me every day. He says, no, rabbi, you don't understand. Yom Yom, 2 days a year, Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Okay, Yom Yom.
So, he writes, Yom Yom. You know, so at least he's saying Baruch Hashem, at least thank God for those 2 days.
Yeah.
So obviously there's no question that there are times when the best thing for an older person, for example, is, you know, they can't stay in our home, or you put them in a nursing home or whatever it may be. But the least that we can do is go and visit them regularly. You know, they can't be any more independent. But trying to help them is what our job can entail them to do. Helping them enjoy those days, those years of life. And I remember once I had a friend that lost his grandmother, and you know, his grandfather was up in age, and he brought him, his parents brought the grandfather to live in their house, you know, to try and take care of them. And this boy, when I was in yeshiva, was telling me that because he was in and out, you know, in school and then at home, would be more convenient that the grandfather was going to be a roommate with this boy.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be for a little bit, but it ended up lasting for about, I think it was maybe 10, 12 years. And, you know, he would tell me that at times he would help him do his accounting because he had a interest-free loan, this grandfather, and he lent money out to people without asking questions and obviously not charging any interest, which we're not allowed. And he would help him, you know, do his accounting for us. And obviously he also told me that there were sometimes things that he didn't really enjoy doing the most, but he helped, you know, for example, helping him cutting his toenails. And obviously he was a lot older, he couldn't really reach to do it by himself. But he told me with something which I remember till this day, was that he never even knew what profound influence the grandfather had on his life. Not only did the grandson help him so much, but the grandfather helped the grandson.
Yeah.
You know, he was a special role model for him. And even though he had, you know, he was a great rabbi and he had a long beard, but he never preached. His presence and his personality were enough of a message for that person, for that child, that when he would get older, he would search and he would try to make sure that every single person that he knew would go in that way of life, you know, helping older people. And obviously he told me, without the inspiration and the kind words and the just looking at the grandfather, how he acted to people, how he acted to himself, would have never, it helped him become a rabbi. It helped him become and see more of a certain thing in direction in life. And he till this day, he never, like, he didn't understand, like, what a profound influence he had on his life. So sometimes, you know, if you think about it, it's very, very hard for us to take care of older people. It can sometimes be very difficult. But the reward of taking care of them outweighs the sacrifice that we have to sometimes, you know, come home a little bit early from the office, give up a little bit of a golf tournament, whatever it may be. But the reward outweighs everything. And
yeah,
for sure. And then also on the other hand, an advantage, you know, a little incentive for us. At the end of the day, the way that we treat our parents is likely the way our children are going to treat us.
Exactly.
Which I think is, you know, such a phenomenal lesson that we can learn. You know, honoring my parents, we take it as if you don't do it, you're going against God's commandments. But I think we should take it a little bit step further. How we, behave to our parents, that is how our kids see the relationship that we have and how they are going to help us and, relate to us when we're older and they're obviously going through their hard adult years. So I think it's a very, very important lesson of all of us that we can learn. Honoring our father and mother is not just doing it because we need to do it because this is a principle of the Torah, but more of the fact that we need to do it because we owe them a lifetime of debt gratitude. So I thought that was something interesting that you can take out of
this portion.
Torah's portion.
Yeah. Good. And services?
Services obviously is... Friday night we have a service at 7:30, afternoon and evening service at 1, 7:30, at Shara Tzedek at 9 o'clock in the morning. As candle lighting this week in the Windsor area is 8:11 p.m. So we're inching up a little bit more on the later time. So.
Yeah. Good. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you, and God willing, we will talk next week, and we will go in depth a little bit more about next week's Torah portion.
That's great. So, what is next week Torah portion? What is next parasha?
So you're telling me you're catching me off guard.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to remind you. Akramot Kedoshim. It is then going to be. I'm gonna now try and remember myself. Bahar is going to be Emor.
Emor.
It's going to be Emor.
Okay.
So yep.
So Shabbat Shalom, Rabbi.
You too, and we'll be in touch.
Be well.
Be well. Bye bye.
Thank you.